In Merritt Island this week, Governor Ron DeSantis touted apprenticeship programs as an alternate pathway to creating a highly skilled workforce.
I think it's important that our education system recognize that there's more than one way to get advanced knowledge and skills beyond the traditional four-year brick and ivy university, and some of these concrete skills are in as much demand as ever.
Space Florida, the state's aerospace business development agency, served as the backdrop for the bill signing. The measure modifies requirements for high school graduation to allow for more career training curriculum. But the move wasn't a surprise coming from DeSantis, who since the campaign trail has heralded workforce education as a positive for the state economy.
And if you look, we have a large number of students across the country, including in Florida, who end up with a four-year degree and then end up in a job they could have had at a high school. So I want to focus on concrete skills, skilled trades, but also science and technology and computers, because I think they'll be able to get skills and be immediately employable without having to go deep in debt.
That was DeSantis during a Republican primary debate last year. Republican Senate President Bill Galvano echoed some of the same sentiments during the governor's inaugural festivities in January.
We need to have a nexus between what we are teaching our students and what the opportunity is that is out in the state. And at all levels, K-12, but especially in our technical colleges and our state college system.
And it isn't just Republicans who are touting career training and apprenticeships. Then Democratic gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum made them a talking point of his campaign in the run-up to the 2018 election.
We're also going to reinfuse back into our public education system of this state the kind of thing that used to exist. Because while college worked for me, for my older brothers, it was woodwork, shop, mechanical, electrical, technical, all of those kinds of programs that if you were not on a college-bound track, and it's okay not to be on a college-bound track.
Meanwhile, in the capital city, Gillum's successor, Mayor John Daley, rolled out a workforce education program paid for by the city this week. It's an effort to create new road construction jobs, given that a voter-backed penny sales tax extension guarantees $850 million worth of local road construction in the next 20 years.
The more opportunities that we could provide, not everybody's going to college, and that's okay. You can make a great living in skilled labor, and we're trying to promote that with this program.
Dubbed Build Up Tallahassee, the program trains participants who are 18 and older on heavy equipment and prepares them for commercial licensing tests. The Workforce Education and Apprenticeships Bill DeSantis signed into law this week also launches an initiative to increase the number of Floridians with a post-secondary degree, certificate, or training experience to 60% by 2030. I'm Ryan Daly.